Studio 360.
That, of course, is Every Breath You Take by The Police. It sounds like a romantic ballad about devotion, which is why it's been played at 1 billion weddings. But listen to the lyrics a little more closely. It's hard to imagine a worse soundtrack for starting a marriage.
Every move you make, and every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you speak, I'll be watching you.
The song is about stalking. So, terrible wedding song, but perfect for a certain site-specific art project. The project, produced in San Francisco last fall, was called Romantic Songs of the Patriarchy. It took place in the Mission District in the Women's Building, which is a provider of all kinds of services to women. The piece was by an Icelandic artist named Ragnar Kjernsson, and it worked like this. Around 20 female and non-binary singers were positioned all over the building. Each one of them was assigned to sing one song that sounds romantic, but which is arguably, or very definitely, misogynistic. Such as this bit of lechery from Rod Stewart.
Don't say a word, my virgin child. Just let your inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs, before the night's too old.
And this one by the Beatles. And this astonishing song by The Crystals, all the more remarkable given that Carole King co-wrote it, and it was produced by Phil Spector, who is now in prison for murdering a woman on their first date.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, and I knew.
Each of the singers who took part in the art project performed the same song over and over and over again live for 3 days. One of those singers was a musician named Jules Indelicato.
We were each given songs. The songs were not our choice. I got Under My Thumb by the Rolling Stones. My whole demeanor when performing this song was very full of myself and suave and proud that I had tamed this wild beast. The difference in the clothes she wears, it's down to me. The change has come. She's under my thumb. And at the end of the song, there's this gigantic release that becomes greater and greater with every repetition. And then a breath, and you start again. You stop seeing it in the lens of time, and it becomes more of a sculpture or a painting. In the first minute, people would come in, they'd realize what song I'm singing, and excitement would come over their face, like, oh, honey, she's doing the Rolling Stones. Listen. And by the end of the first chorus, I'd see the smile kind of leave, and I'd see them start to fidget, and I'd see their eyes kind of searching to lock onto mine. There was this one very emotional turn where I had really, really gotten into it and really started to feel like I was that person in the song, that toxic, powerful, snide man with no shame. And I'm singing my heart out, very subdued, but very intense. And I look up, and this woman is crouched in the corner, clutching her heart and clutching her mouth with her other hands and just shaking her head and sobbing. And I look up with a sneer and a smile on my face right as I say, "She's under my thumb." And at that moment, my throat caught up in my chest and my eyes started welling up, and I look at her and she looks at me, and I realize that some of this is kind of seeping into my body. Some of this pride in some of this, like, snarky toxicity. I just felt so gross. And I look at her on the ground and I see how much she's going through. And then I look up and I realize that there's a little girl in the room and she's watching this whole interaction. And she's been there for the whole song. And I don't see her parents around anywhere. And then I think about her. And I think about all of the songs that she's heard today.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon.
And how she's growing up being shaped by this same stuff. And it kind of just made me really overwhelmed at how deeply hurt we are by pop culture.
Try to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature.
And the way that they try to define us and shape us.
And that's why I'm gonna take a good girl. I know you want it, babe. I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl. Can't let it get past me.
And so I wanted to stand up right there and just leave. But I sat back down and I took a breath. And I started the song again and again. And again, the whole while just thinking about how this magnifying glass that we're casting on pop culture is so necessary in these times.
Girl who once had me down under my thumb. The girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me.
That's Jules and Delicato singing and talking about the marathon performance they did as part of Romantic Songs of the Patriarchy. Our story was produced by Magnolia McKay with editing and engineering by Gabe Graben. It was adapted from a segment that aired originally in San Francisco on the KALW show Cross Currents. Is there some song that you maybe loved at first until you listened to the lyrics and then decided, If so, we'd like to hear about it. You can send us a voice memo or email to incoming@studio360.org.